your new website, julieborowski.com, launches in what, 8 days, 7 days? What is it now?
May 1st, whenever that is.
May 1st, okay. So I think when I posted the link to your new website on the We Are Libertarians Facebook page last week, one of the things that seemed to be common, because you know how pleasant some people can be in the comments section, are, you know, people question the title Liberty Uncensored. And I think you even commented, one of the commenters, you said, you don't know me, because they said, oh, she's too goody two shoes, and you know, whatever. I mean, what do you say to those people, and why did you choose Liberty Uncensored to be kind of the theme of your new website?
I actually didn't create that. One of the people who are working on my website just put it there, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll go with it. And, you know, I posted it, and some people were making fun of me, saying, oh, you're uncensored. Why are you going to use the F word now, Julie? I'm like, no. My mom watches everything I do. No, but basically what they mean by uncensored is that I'm not going to be working for anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on my own doing freelance work, basically saying what I want to say when I want to say it. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it.
Now, this is Chris Spangle. I've worked for the Libertarian Party of India, and I've worked for the Advocates for Self-Government. Both great organizations. I loved it, but I had a board in both situations. And you don't get to say what you want to say. You kind of have to tiptoe around the line, and it is an uncomfortable space. So how much different do you think you'll – how much further do you think you'll be able to go, or what are some things that you've not been able to talk about that you want to – that you just can't wait to start talking about?
Well, the biggest thing for me is that I could only make YouTube videos on the weekend. It was like a spare time because I had a day job. So the biggest change for me is I'm going to be able to create more content, basically saying what I want to say. You know, if you're working for somebody, you have to say what they want to say. And I agree with everything I said, but, you know, I want to do things on my own. If you've watched my videos before, I kind of have a creative, if you want to call it, twist to my stuff that I do. And I couldn't really do that when I was working in a professional environment. So that's kind of what they mean by uncensored, that I can do what I want to do when I want to do it, as opposed to, you know, I have to ask permission, can I go this far and stuff. So that's what they mean by that.
We had an experience back last year sometime. Greg's one of the co-hosts of the show. We went out to a Young Americans for Liberty conference, and we recorded a live podcast from the YAL conference. But one of our other co-hosts was at the time working for Young Americans for Liberty. And, we are a little goofy on this show sometimes, and also on our Facebook page, as you've probably seen in the past.
We might have intimated that he was passed out. We might have said that he was drunk.
We ended up having to take down the episode for the duration of the time that our co-host was employed with Young Americans for Liberty, because we didn't want to step on any toes with our goofiness. And so, yes, we've experienced that kind of thing as well. So do you feel like, is it going to be the same Julie Borowski that everybody has kind of become familiar with? Or do you feel like there's any evolution that's taking place with you being able to put out more content? Is there another side, or is it just, you know, more?
It's mostly just more of me. Basically, who do you see in my YouTube videos? That's just me kind of being stupid or whatever. So I get to do that, as opposed to, you know, what I was saying, that, you know, sometimes you have to ask permission to do stuff, and I don't want to ask permission. I just want to do what I want to do. I don't know. I think maybe I'll take things further because I don't have that in the back of my head, like, I have a boss. I shouldn't be doing this. Now I don't have a boss. I'm my own boss.
Yeah, so a little bit of, I mean, I don't know if you want to get into this, so feel free to tell me to get lost, but are you... So you're leaving FreedomWorks, and is there going to be a membership portion of this, or how are you going to make a living, I guess, is the way to put it? Like, how are people going to be able to contribute to you and support you in what you're doing?
Yeah, so I don't really like the whole subscriber thing, because I want my content to be free for everyone. The biggest thing I'm going to be doing is, well, there's going to be ads on my website. I know some people don't like ads, but I think it's better than requiring everyone to subscribe and pay for my website. So, you know, I have to eat, I have to pay rent. So there's going to be ad things like ask for donations, which I know I'm uncomfortable with myself, but I've been working in nonprofits who get donations. So I should probably do some of that too. It's going to be uncomfortable, but if people like my work and they want to support me, that would be awesome. Some other stuff I'm going to be doing, more speaking engagements. I know I haven't had a lot of opportunity to do that before. I've done some, but more now that I'm on my own, I can do more things like that. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I'm just like, well, we'll see how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we identify. We're sort of at that point with what we're doing here, and it's like, well, hey, give us money.
I was going to say something similar. So, I mean, if while you're on this journey, you know, if you can share any pointers with us, you know, we would appreciate that because we're kind of on a similar path, I think.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of breeze through some user questions here because on Facebook we told people you were going to be on. Some of them had questions that were serious. Some of them had questions that were not so serious. And we're going to throw a few of them probably from both sides your way. But one of them wanted to know your stance on smoking. This says, does someone's freedom to smoke trump my freedom to breathe smoke-free air? What do you think about that?
What kind of smoke? Cigarettes or marijuana? Basically, I actually don't like smoking. I don't like to be around smoking. When someone's smoking, I don't like it. But I think it's really just a property rights discussion. I believe restaurants, as opposed to the state, should decide whether to allow smoking or not. I know myself, I wouldn't go into a smoky restaurant or bar. I'd just be uncomfortable for me. But, I mean, that's the complete right to do that. Same as in your house. If you don't want to let smokers into your house, then you should have that right. I think that's a better way to solve it.
Lindsay asks, do you attribute the gap in the number of women versus men interested in politics and philosophy in general, not just in the libertarian movement, to inherent biological differences or to our culture?
Oh, gosh. I always hate these questions, to be honest, because
I apologize. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's always just like, what do women think? What do men think? I don't know. Like, I'm an individual. Like, I don't speak for all women on things. I made a video, actually it's been a couple years ago, about why a lot of women are not libertarians, and it kind of got me into trouble. I basically said that libertarianism is kind of nerdy. I think it's changing a little bit, becoming more mainstream, but it's still pretty nerdy, let's be honest here, and that men are more attractive to those types of things, things on the margin. If you go to, you know, comic book conventions, anime conventions, video gaming, like, there's a lot of men there. There's more men than women, definitely. So that was kind of what I thought. I think as libertarianism becomes more mainstream, it's going to attract more people, more women, more minorities, just people coming in to the libertarian fold. Apparently people think that's controversial. So I don't know if it's biological or society. I just think it's just kind of more of a mainstream versus a marginal discussion.
This is about right to work. Do you believe, Joshua asks, do you believe right to work violates private contract rights?
You know, this is a topic that I don't really have a strong opinion on, because it's framed in a weird way. Should people have the right to work? It always kind of sounds more of a liberal thing, but I know it's about unions, whether people should be free to join unions or not. My instinct is to say that people should be free, but then I'm like, well, the employer, shouldn't it be their option to have a closed shop or open shop or whatever? I don't really have a strong opinion on that. I don't really have a strong opinion on unions, actually. I've never worked for a union. I've never been involved there, so I don't really know about that one.
All right. Hey, let's do a speed round, okay? I'm going to name a person's name, and you're going to give me the first thing that comes to your head, not too in-depth. Just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. So let's start with Ted Cruz.
I can't do just one word.
Oh,
I think Ted Cruz is good on some issues. I think he has a problem with foreign policy. He's too hawkish for me, but he's good on some issues. I don't want to throw him completely under the bus.
Chris, do you want to throw a name out?
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence?
Mm-hmm.
I know he was involved in writing the Patriot Act, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that much about him, really. He's probably good on economic issues, but probably not so good on interfaith buying issues.
Not so good on same-sex rights either. But how about Marco Rubio?
Same thing with Ted Cruz. I think he has a problem on foreign policy. He's probably even more hawkish than Ted Cruz is. So I think that's going to hurt him with libertarians, obviously. But on Obamacare, I don't know how he has civil liberties. Probably okay. I don't know.
Hillary Clinton.
The best. I mean, Hillary Clinton, she's worse than probably any of the Republicans, because she's very hawkish on foreign policy. She's pro-NSA spying. She has a terrible record all around, and I don't know why anyone would support her except for her because she's a woman.
Will the rollout of JulieBarowski.com be a little bit more smooth than the rollout of Hillary's presidential campaign for 2016?
I hope so.
I think anything can be more smooth.
What about
that?
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul, I actually just wrote a post about this on my website, but you can't see it yet. I think Rand Paul is good on a lot of issues. I think he's trying to play both sides of non-interventionist and the neocon side, and it's kind of like, okay, you need to kind of pick a side here, because if you're trying to please everyone, you're going to end up pleasing no one. And I know a lot of libertarians have just kind of left Rand Paul. So I think he really needs to pick a side there.
I would say that's kind of always been my complaint with him. It's, you don't really, I guess he's shaky to me, you know. It's kind of, there's a wish-washiness that is the total opposite of Ron Paul, where it's like, here's what I believe, and F you if you don't believe it too. You know, I don't care what you think.
Well, I think it'll look like that to the close observer, because, you know, we watch everything he does, whereas most people, you know, the hawkish people see the hawkish things.
And right.
The libertarians will see everything, I guess.
What about Gary Johnson?
Gary, I like Gary Johnson. He's very obsessed with weed, but that's okay. If that's what he wants to do. I voted for Gary Johnson in 2012. If he wants to run as a libertarian again, I think that's great. You know, I don't know what the likelihood of a Libertarian Party candidate winning president, but I think he brings something new to the table. So, Gary.
You compare Gary Johnson to Rand Paul. I mean, you know, you talked about likelihood, and I think we all kind of know where that sits. But if you just were to compare them on the issues, based on what you know, who's the stronger candidate, in your opinion?
Well, the thing is, Gary Johnson is more libertarian than Rand Paul, because I think Gary Johnson can be more open about being a libertarian and being a proud libertarian and talk about libertarian issues. Because, once again, if he's running as a libertarian, the likelihood of him winning is, you know, let's be honest here, it's not very good. As opposed to Rand Paul, who's running in the GOP primary. So some people say that Rand Paul is a pure libertarian. He's just kind of hiding it. I don't know, personally. I don't know him that well. But I think he can't be as open about his libertarian views, because he's running the GOP primary, so he's going to be more careful about what he says and what he does. So I don't think you can really compare them on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It'll be interesting to see, because he sounds like, the way you're saying it, it's kind of like our situations with YAL or the Advocates for Self-Government or FreedomWorks or any of those organizations we've been affiliated with. It'll be interesting to see if he gets elected, I guess I should say, if we end up seeing some Liberty Uncensored.
Yeah.
Very, very good. All right.
Well, that was a nice little plug, right? Last minute.
Thank you. Julie, why don't you tell us, so right now, people can't see the website if they're listening to it, obviously, before launch date. But they can go and see your content where?
So right now, you can go to my YouTube page and see it. If you don't have the link, you can go to my Facebook page. It's all right there. Facebook, Julie Borowski. Twitter, Julie Borowski. But you can go to my website, actually, julieborowski.com. There's a kind of a welcome page, and you can sign up for the email list. So as soon as the site launches, you will be notified.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for joining us here on We Are Libertarians. We appreciate it. And we ask everyone listening to go check out all of Julie's content. It's always a fun introduction that's easy. The stuff that I like about your stuff the most, Julie, is that it is fun and it's not aggressive in any way. It's just sort of easily accessible, and you can share it with your friends and family, and they're not going to be, you know, it's not somebody yelling at them that they don't read enough Rothbard. So I always want to thank you
it's
for
like
that.
Us.
It's,
we're just all a big
silly so yeah. Thanks again. Thanks
yeah, you
again
guys
for
are
joining.
Silly. I see what you post on Facebook.
Well, thank you for following us, first of all. And yes, we are a big bag of silly, that is for sure.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Julie.